poll, Donald Trump remains most favorable candidate in Republican primary field post-indictment. By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2023. Former President Donald Trump remains the most favorable candidate in the Republican primary field post-indictment, the latest Morning Consult survey found. The survey showed the share of potential Republican primary voters who have either favorable or unfavorable views of the GOP presidential candidates and found Trump topping the field in terms of favorability. According to the survey, 76% have a favorable view of the former president, compared to 22% who do not. That reflects a 1-point increase in his favorability rating from last week and a 1-point decrease from the 23% who viewed him unfavorably. DeSantis stands as the second most favorable candidate with 67% reporting a favorable view of the governor. That reflects a slight decrease from the 68% he saw last week. However, his unfavorable rating has been on the rise, and he now ties Trump with 22% viewing him unfavorably after 19% said the same last week. Overall, his unfavorable rating has increased by 9 points since March. Pence also saw a positive favorable rating, with 54% viewing him in a positive light. However, he has one of the biggest unfavorably ratings, second only to former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, as 36% view the former vice president in a negative light. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has 43% viewing her favorably, compared to 15% who do not. However, 23% said they have never heard of her, an issue also seen by anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. 39%, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. 43%, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. 31%, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. 63%, as they appear to suffer from a lack of name recognition. Despite that, Scott and Ramaswamy both have higher favorable ratings than unfavorable. The same cannot be said of Christie, Hutchinson, or Burgum. One quarter has a favorable view of Christie, compared to 41% who view him unfavorably. Related, Christie, Trump hasn't won a damn thing since 2016, loser, loser, loser. 15% view Hutchinson favorably, compared to 17% who have a negative view, and 8% view Burgum favorably, compared to 12% who have a negative view. The survey was taken post-Trump indictment and after the latest batch of candidates joined the race. The favorability portion was taken June 9 to 11, 2023, among 782 potential GOP primary voters and has a +4% margin of error. Notably, this same survey found Trump increasing his lead over the entire field post-indictment, as he is leading by 40 points. Related, Marsha Blackburn, Trump indictment exposes two-tier justice system.